You would open your Bibles with me to the book of Romans and chapter 13. Romans and chapter 13. Let's just read the first two verses here in Romans chapter 13. Paul writes, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation." All right. I have been observing, as I'm sure you have too, on the news and around us, all of the interesting political upheaval and things that are going on in our country. And the nation is very much divided. And as divided as it is, I think probably something that everyone can agree on is that some kind of insanity has taken hold of this nation. Of course, one side looks at the other and says, "Yeah, you can say that again." And the other side looks at the other and says, "You bet," right? So, with all the anger and discontent and chaos, I figure I'm going to make a proposition here this morning. What do you say you and me start our own country? The powers that be are ordained of God. If we create our own power, we'd be ordained of God, right? So, I was thinking about that. And, you know, our scripture reading was kind of long today, and we're going to observe the Lord's Supper together later. So the message is going to be relatively brief. I wonder what it would look like if you and I, with all of our vast and wonderful knowledge of scripture and of the will of God, if we created our own nation, we built our own country, what would it look like? That nation, I would propose, would not just be a nation that was conducive to and friendly to and encouraging to Christians and Christianity, but that nation specifically, if you and I were to create it, would be designed to operate and to function in this dispensation of the grace of God, right? Yes, sir. We would know enough to build it, to design it, so as to work as best as we can get it to work in line with what God is doing today. So, I have just a few points that I'd like to put forth, a couple of few propositions for our new nation. Number one, we need a name, right? So if we're going to, I've already got the catchphrase, "A nation for this dispensation." That's all we need. It'll catch on like wildfire. Nobody knows what we'll be talking about except us. A nation for this dispensation, what do we call it? I propose that we call it Grace Land, and I hope Elvis won't mind. So here in Grace Land, as we begin to build our dispensationally correct nation, there's a couple of requirements, I think. If you'd come with me to the book of Galatians, I've got just a few thoughts that I've written down here and submit for your consideration. What would Graceland look like? How would it work? How would it be built? Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, and we're getting to verse 15. Galatians 6, 14, Paul writes, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." So, proposition number one for our grace nation, for grace land, is that what we don't want is we don't want an old nation. We don't want a nation that already exists, something that is old that we can just reform. That's not what God does today, right? He doesn't take our old selves and just reform us and change us. What does He do? He creates us anew. So what we need is we need a new nation. Not an old one reformed. We need a nation that is created in this dispensation and for this dispensation. We need a new creature. Turn, if just probably one page in your Bible, to Ephesians and chapter 2, just to your right. Because not only are the people in this dispensation, God's people, new creatures, but this whole dispensation is built on a new creature, right?
Yeah.
Ephesians in chapter 2, verse 15. "Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace." So this new nation, our nation for this dispensation, Grace Land, has got to be a new nation. It can't be a rehash of anything that came before. It won't be like the nation of Israel. It won't be like the nation of Israel or any other nation in this, in that our nation, Graceland, won't be a nation built and comprised and composed of a population with a common ethnic ancestry. But if our nation is going to fit this age, this dispensation, then our nation needs to be made of all nations. Because that's what God is doing today. If we're going to create the perfect nation for us to escape to, this is what it's got to look like. It's got to be made up of all nations. And all of those people from all of those nations must be seen as not Jew or Gentile, that is, the no ethnic division in terms of preference, not bond or free, no economic preference, neither male nor female. But this nation of ours, this brand new nation, has got to be a nation where all of us, all people, are created equal and seen that way.
That's right.
And treated that way. If only there could be such a nation. That's where I would run. Back in Galatians, look at chapter 5. The nation for this dispensation, it has to be new. It has to be created in this age, and created for this age. It has to be conceived in this age. And if it's going to match the dispensation of grace, it has to be conceived in liberty. It must afford liberty to all the inhabitants. Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stand fast. Paul says in 2 Corinthians that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So, Graceland needs to be built on that as a fundamental concept. Liberty. Now, you know what that means? What that means is that in our new nation, it means that when it comes to faith, when it comes to religion, when it comes to imposing a religion or preventing the free practice thereof, there can be no law. Because this nation fits the dispensation of grace. Our nation, Graceland. There can be no law regarding the establishment or preventing the free exercise of one's faith. See, we can't design this nation as a Christian nation. It wouldn't work. What we need to do is we need to design our nation as a free nation. Because liberty is how God is working today. See, that nation, if only such one existed, would fit not just Christianity, but it would fit this age that we live in today. Next point. Our nation, along with not recognizing distinctions between bond or free, come with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Not only would Graceland not prefer the rich, the wealthy, it would actually prefer the poor. If our nation is going to fit this dispensation, it would actually have a preference for the poor. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. The base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. So, our new nation, our nation for this dispensation, Graceland, we would have a message that goes out to all the other nations that says something like, keep your pomp and your aristocracy and your nobility. Send us your poor. Send us your tired. Send us your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. That's what we would say. That would be the motto of this new, wonderful nation that doesn't exist yet. But if only it did. Next, this nation, you're in 1 Corinthians, look at chapter 9. Such a wonderful nation can't possibly exist because everybody seems so anxious to dump this horrible one that we live in. So if you could make a nation, what would it look like? 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 9, for it is written, in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. So this nation for a new dispensation, the nation for this dispensation, Graceland, has to be a place that rewards labor, that gives its people the fruit of the work of their own hands. You know, if you're going to plow in hope, you know what you need to plow? You need some land. You need some property. So we got to make sure that that's in there too. The right to own that land so you can enjoy the fruit of your own labor. And our nation, Graceland, would make it as a general rule that if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. But if a man can't work, he will eat at the hand of all the rest of us. In our nation. Earlier, I told you this message was going to be brief. One more thing about our nation, one more proposition I'll make to you, is that you and I don't be so arrogant and so foolish as the Medes and the Persians that we read about earlier, who actually made a law that said that their law cannot be changed. Now, how arrogant and stupid is that? You know who speaks words that can't be changed? God. He speaks words that can't be changed. And even He, while we're building a nation for this dispensation, we know that God Himself reserves the right to change His law when He sees fit. Amen. These fools built their law so that even the king himself, who spoke it into being, couldn't then change it. See, what we need is to not be so arrogant and not be so foolish. We need the law of our nation, of Graceland, to be amendable, to be changeable. It can't be easy, that would be foolish too, but it needs to be amendable. Because I can guarantee you we're going to do something. We're going to build this thing in some way at the beginning, that it's going to come out in later generations that was not right, the right way to do it. And we need to have the wisdom and the foresight to understand that we are imperfect and that this is going to be a work in progress. So right from the beginning, we need to have the wisdom to make the laws of Graceland amendable so that the wrongs can be righted and the mistakes can be fixed. If you and I were building a country, that's what I would propose. We're in 1 Corinthians, look in chapter 15, we'll close it up. If only there was a nation created in this dispensation that suits this dispensation, where matters of faith are concerned, there can be no law, because those two don't mix. The dispensation of grace knows that. Where all people are created equal, this nation that's conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. We should use that. That's good. Write that down. That'll be for our nation. A nation that's built from all the peoples of the world. All the peoples of the world without distinction or without preference. It wouldn't be based on families and genetics and ethnicities and the way every other nation is. This nation, the one you and I are making, Graceland, it would be different. It would look like this dispensation if we could do such a thing. Our motto, I've got a good motto for us. It's an old Latin phrase for our new nation, Graceland. E pluribus unum. That means, I know you never heard that before, so let me explain to you. That means of many, one. That's the motto for this dispensation. So it should be the motto for Graceland. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Our nation, Graceland. In Graceland, you could say that in the streets. We would say it in our churches. We would say it in our homes. We would preach it from the housetops. And they'd have to let us do it because this is Graceland. No one could come and arrest us or persecute us. Not in Graceland. That message, we've got people from all over the world, saved and unsaved, in our nation, Graceland. Are you bringing that message to them? The more people we can get, the more we can grow our new nation. Should I be so bold as to say, join me in the formation of Graceland? That message would be at its core. And everyone would know it, whether they believe it or whether they don't believe it. Everyone would know it in Graceland. Done. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you and I pray, Father, that you would give us a right and proper and good understanding and appreciation of everything that you've blessed us with, Father. And Lord, that there is such a place and you've made us part of it. We thank and praise you. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.